What's that sound? It's ROG.
Duh.
Yo, what's up, Lagos? What's up, Nigeria? What's up, world? What's popping? What's popping? It's your boy, Slimzy Monera, aka The Young Hustle. And we're holding it down at the Rap 360 Radio Show, live and direct from the ROG Music Africa Studios. You know what it is. Yeah, and today we have in the house a super talented producer. Why are you laughing? Yeah, super talented producer. Sorry. He's produced for legends, Tubaba, just to name a few amongst the legends, Young Six, Terry the Rap Man, just to name a few, right?
Yeah.
So it's nice to be with you in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. How was your day?
Yeah, it was okay.
What was your highlight of your day? Let's start from there.
See, I spent my day sleeping and watching movies. The Big Bang Theory.
Oh.
I love the show, so I keep on repeating it. It just, you know, makes me laugh.
Wait, hold up. Repeat.
Yeah, like I've watched it, like I've been watching it for years.
They just dropped a new season.
Have they?
Dropped a new season, actually.
I've not been following. So that season what now?
I don't know. I think like 13 or so.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I had to 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was surprised when I saw them saying, saw the ad on DSTV that new season is about to start.
Not really had time to even watch DSTV. I can't remember the last time I subscribed. Yeah, work doesn't permit me.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Work in Lagos is a different lifestyle entirely.
My guy.
It's a different lifestyle entirely. Alright. So, first off, I'm going to ask about your music, because we've known for quite some time. I knew you as a producer first before I heard your song, but it's been a very long while. So what's up? Are you just a producer now? You don't hang boots for the music matter. Is the entertainment industry that hard?
I never understand. But for now I'm just focusing more on production. As per singing artists, I don't know, I might do it later, but for now I just want to focus on production part.
You have things to do. I have
a lot of projects, you know, on the way. It's not just music, like it's even now, you know, beyond music, but like everything is still in the entertainment, you know, sphere. So for now I'm working on a platform for music producers where they can, you know, you get to like put their stuff out there, like their beats, and sell, you know, and you know, not just it's not even restricted to just Nigeria alone, like all over the world.
As long as it's online.
Yeah, it's a platform for them, music producers, sound engineers, and it's also a platform, like it's going to be like a community where even producers can work, you know, within themselves, like say for example, now I as a producer, I have like something I'm working on, and I feel like, okay, I need, you know, someone else to, you know, add like his own vibe to this, and we are far apart, you know, so I can put it out there.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, but it's going to be like, you know, like a circle, a community type of thing.
Like a Facebook
community,
something like that.
For just producers,
sound engineers.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very cool idea.
Yeah.
I'm sure you got into like 90% of this project,
it's actually like 90%.
Okay, good. Because talking about that kind of sensitive thing, Nigeria.
It's
ideas are flying.
It's
bros.
Ready. It's almost ready.
All right. That's the best thing. Nice. That's very nice. So we're gonna talk about something that's happening, or that happened this week.
Yeah.
Something that it didn't break the internet, but something that had cause for concern.
Is Insta blog gist?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, DJ Copy.
Oh yeah.
25 sitting
on
250 mil. Not
two. Wait. 250 mil.
250 mil.
I thought it was 25 mil.
I thought it was 25 mil till I saw the post.
Okay.
250 mil. Like really, we know that your father has all the money. She didn't need to do that. That car is not 250.
Are you sure it was 250 mil? I thought it was 25 mil.
Check her page. 250 mil. See, personally, I might have thought it was a typo. Then probably she noticed the kind of buzz it was catching and she was like, what the fuck?
And left it there.
Yeah, left it there and let them kill themselves, fight with your keeper, that kind of thing. But really, talking about the idea behind it, that kind of thing, it kind of, I feel personally, it passes a kind of message, all right?
Yeah.
Yes, we know you can afford that kind of car, but the idea that it is not, or it wasn't a typo, $250 million is outrageous.
Very.
For a car. How much
for
is
that,
Rolls Royce?
For that car, it's...
How much is
I saw the car.
Rolls Royce Rat. I was going past the Koyi Link Bridge. I saw the new ad for the new Rolls Royce Kulina, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's $250 million. I don't think so.
I saw the post and it's a Benz. I don't think $25 million makes sense for that, you know, type of Benz that she was sitting on. And I don't know. I think because of the fact that I saw 25 sitting on, I just assume it was $25 million because, well, it was. I think she did her bedding, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just guess, okay, 25 sitting on 25 million. So it made more sense to me. I didn't think it was $250 million.
Yeah, those kind of things. Sometimes the eyes play tricks on you.
Yeah.
Right. There's something they call it while I was in school, parallax error or something like that. Were you in science school?
No.
All right. Moving on. Before we go forward, let's listen to Bella.
Okay.
Beauty in French. MHD featuring Wizkid. Yeah, the song is doing big in the Francophone countries. I follow Wizkid News, so I saw
Wizkid has been doing big things, man.
Yeah, talking about Wizkid and doing big things, we'll get back to that. But
right.
For now, Bella, MHD, featuring Wizkid.
Let's go.
Elle habite dans ma ville, quand elle me croise, elle me vesquille. 5 ans que je la vois, dans mon bâtiment, c'est ma voisine. Je connais ses frères, c'est méga sûr. Même plus grand que moi. Quand elle me voit, un petit sourire et elle s'en va. Bref, on n'a jamais tapé la discute. Elle m'ignore grave. La go m'intrigue, mais si je parle, je suis dans le beau drap. À croire que je n'en vaux pas la peine. Je devrais pas, mais j'avoue, j'ai la haine. En fait, elle m'attire, comment lui dire? Une histoire d'amour peut attirer en lui. Seen you, I can't move on. You wind up that waist, making me dance, now I can't move on. Oh, my girl so sexy, the way she dance so sexy. So she give me love sexy, you making me once more sexy, girl. With your sexy body, come and chop my money, yo. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, yeah, take all my money, put them for your head. Ay, 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 ay. Make me my they go, baby girl, so. Yo, that was MHD featuring Wizkid, Bella.
Dope jam.
Yeah, dope jam. Song is doing big things. Big things. I think presently Wizkid holds the magic key to anybody's,
I did tell you.
Not necessarily success, but yeah, we add flavor to the sauce.
That's the word, it adds flavor.
Yeah, adds flavor to the sauce. Alright. So we talked about your music.
Yeah.
Now I want to talk about you as a producer. How did it start? What was it all about? And how did you know? Okay, I'm sure you must have been playing one or two instruments at first, then moved on to Fruity Loop, I guess. Yeah, I'll allow you to say what you have to say, but just let us know so that those people listening out there that are not certain of what they want to do yet, or if they want to be in that field, how do they know that, okay, they're on the right path?
The right path, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
For me, it was in the beginning, like it was, first of all, I had a music background. I have a music background. My dad is a musician. So growing up, I heard all types of music, you know, from classical music to the high life to Afrobeats and, you know, everything, name it. But for once, I didn't even think I was going to go into music.
Okay.
You know, I was actually, yeah, more focused on like the arts part of me, like, because I'm a fine artist too.
Oh, okay.
So it was while I was in secondary school. I schooled in Lagos here, King's College.
Okay.
And yeah, so there are guys that I used to see then, my classmates, and you know, they all used to rap, and I just felt, actually this whole production thing started from rap, because like
everybody starts from rap.
You know, so I started writing rhymes and stuff, and I used to, like, you know, do freestyles with them. But at the what I used to do the most was more was to beatbox for them, like hit tables and, you know, just, okay, you know, try and make sound for them. Then I had a crew, so we my first record was in my SS2, but it was another producer that made it for me. But the experience in the studio, I didn't like it.
Okay.
Like, it was my first experience. It was like I had ideas and I wanted to sell it to this guy, like, because he was making stuff and I wasn't exactly feeling it.
Okay.
So I politely told him I just want to play the progression for him, like the chords on,
okay,
the key, then he can take it from there. So he has an idea of what I wanted to do, because I was the one taking the hook.
Yeah.
And the guy got really angry and shouted at me. And
shouted?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I swear. So that day, my killed my vibe, like, seriously. So after that, he was like, you know what? If I get the chance to do this production thing, I will learn it, you know, anyhow. But luckily for me, when I was done with secondary school, I got home, talked to my dad about it, and he was really supportive. He set up my first studio.
Okay.
And it's been, from there, it's been like, you know, up.
Before you go on, not every youth out there probably has a dad that's a musical legend. All right, so those people that do not have dads that would set their studio up, what's the way forward? What do you think they should do? Start with studio rats,
bro. You gotta keep grinding. You have to find a way. It's not even easy having a dad who's a legend. It even makes it more difficult.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but
you want to elaborate on that?
I don't want to. But then, like, yeah, it's, there are challenges too. You know, I've had to, like, you know, just do almost everything myself.
Okay.
You know, and the fact that, oh, you have a dad like this and people already put you on
pedestal.
Yeah, so it's really difficult. And, you know, everybody wants to see, they want to use that name of this person to, you know, size you. You know, so if you're up and coming, I think you just have to keep grinding. You have to look for a way. It's not easy, but yeah.
All right.
Keep pushing.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Next question, back to stuff that trended.
Yeah.
There was a post that had Chris Brown's ex or baby mama saying, wanted to sue him the courts again.
Yeah.
And we wish they stopped there, but our the leader of baby mama associations in Nigeria, they have even started their own. Yeah, that kind of thing. I don't think it's a good thing, because there's obviously, I don't think anybody would necessarily be a deadbeat dad
for
intentionally. Yes.
To an extent.
Yes. Okay. Mm. So I'm not asking this question about as regards trying to know who's right or who's wrong. You understand? But my idea is, this lady is calling Wizkid out. Is it right?
Wait, like, what does Wizkid have to do with Chris Brown? Because Chris Brown.
Instablog put out a it started from when Wizkid put out, he said something about the proceeds from Nike.
I saw that post.
Something about building schools in Africa, and one of the baby mamas.
Yeah, his first baby mama,
She said he should pay his son's
school fees.
Really, that is dirty linen outside. I don't know if it's a lady thing, but I just feel personally, I like giving out my personal views, and it is subjective to just me. Anybody that wants to be angry with me should take it out on me. Okay. The ladies, I don't think, do you think if they actually just let their son grow up, make choices on their own, because I feel since they are guys, they'll get to a point where they will find out that, okay, this is what is going on, because you know, ladies now, energy, the kind of things they'll be saying about whiskey, nobody knows the real story. The backstory, all right? You don't know who is saying the truth or not, but I just feel it will have a bad vibe on the kid.
They're already putting ideas into this kid's head, and it's not very good. I don't think it's good for the public to know, you know, what's going on. I think you can find ways to settle these things, you know, without anybody knowing, you know, what's going on in their lives.
Yeah.
I think I don't want to sound like, in anything when it comes to ladies, it's always very sensitive, you know, so you don't offend anybody or offend the other, you know, the other sex. I think ladies naturally, they seek attention all the time. Yeah. I know, yeah, the child is involved. I don't know the issue she has with her, with the baby daddy, with whiskey or whatever, but these things shouldn't be our business.
But now, two ladies are saying whiskey is a deadbeat dad. And there's another one.
Two ladies. That's
the baby mama.
The other one.
Yeah, the other one.
I don't even know. What's
the other one was talking about. Yes, it had come from the Chris Brown Sue.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she put out a comment. It was on Insta blog. I can't really remember, but still calling whiskey out again about. He prefers to swap baby daddies.
You know, it seems like these people they've ganged up the two baby mamas.
That's why I said the leaders of Baby Mama Association. Man, but really, I really think it's not cool. Personally, I really think those kind of information shouldn't come out to the public, especially now in the age of internet.
Yeah,
I really think.
But I think
it's not
cool. If there's any issue and Whiskey knows about it, he should sort it out, because, well, they are dragging him into this.
He's like our golden boy right now, the best.
And right now, this is not the type of news that, you know, we should be hearing when we're hearing good things about him, like the good things he's doing with his Starboy clothing line and the whole Nike deal and stuff. Like, it's bad timing.
And me personally too, watching Whiskey, I noticed that his team, they've done quite some job with scandals being put in on the low. You understand? Amongst all the celebrities that have been really big, that have had a lot of scandals, I don't really think there is any, please remind me, apart from, yes, he has a child, okay, now he has three, okay, from three different ladies, what else?
That's about it.
So really, I think Starboy team should look for a way to put all this on rap, so that we can only have good vibes coming from, you understand? All right, there's still more questions coming up. There's questions regarding comedy, questions regarding movies.
Okay.
Before we go on that, I want us to listen to this song, Fino featuring Wale, N.W.A.
Mad Jam.
Yeah.
I got girls from the left, girls from the right. Pull up on the roads with a bad chica. And man, I'm on a god, a chica. Yeah. I got girls from the left, girls from the right. Pull up on the roads with a bad chica. And man, I'm on a god, a chica. And my pocket looking gigantic. No sales, so you never die. I'm a man, I got you. Hey man, I'm on a god, I got you. But I'm still writing my article. No sleeping on a bicycle. And I give thanks, show gratitude. But I'm still a nigga with an attitude. I'm a man who will keep it. But if you run up on you any day, so if you much about you, say no, don't fuck up another man daily bread. Then me, they throw me shots like MVP. Man, you put the go have us need it. Too many struggle men who they be with. But who I cover me for the needies? Brother, man, I never lose God. Every day me go so hard. Reason why I be the youngest in charge. No count to get the youth out. Boy, I'm on my next level. Like, say, I pass, come on in trance. I got goods from the left, goods from the right. Pull up in the roads with a back chica. Hey, man, I'm on a god, I took what? And my pocket looking gigantic. No sales, so you never die. I'm a man, I got you. Hey man, I'm on a god, I got you.
but I'm still writing my article. No sleeping on a bicycle, and I give thanks your gratitude, but I'm still.
Yeah, that was NWA Fino featuring Whiskey. Featuring. I don't know, Whiskey, what's up? That was Fino featuring Wale. Yeah, nigga with an attitude. Yes, Mr. Andre Vibes. And it's still vibes.
Yes, boss.
Yeah, still vibes. A lot of vibes in the studio. So let's talk about comedy.
Okay.
What's your favorite social media comedian presently?
I follow a couple of them. I like this SLK or SL comedy or SLK.
You know, you're the second person on my show telling me about SLK. I need to look for that guy.
That nigga is good. Like
he
has words and stuff. Like his own style is, you know, different and unique. Like he puts, you know, combines people's names and just like wordplay.
Okay.
Yeah, the guy is really good.
Okay. The next question is, you're supposed to reenact something that he has done or
I suck at.
Have to be good about it. We just don't need to see how much you suck at it.
I don't know if I can remember anyone, but
it doesn't have to be word for word. You could do something like the way he would do it, the way he would sound.
So he would probably say something like, see, let's pass on this. I'm sorry.
All right. Moving on. Nicki, Cardi B.
Hey.
Nicki Minaj, Cardi B. First of all, do you know what started the issue?
I think
as in the ladies are angry.
I think Nicki
past 2 weeks.
Nicki called out Cardi and a couple of other people on her song and called
them out,
talked
on
about
the show?
Her daughter, her child or something, I don't know. And you know, then Cardi saw her somewhere and like at an event and decided to get physical.
All right.
Yeah.
From other
Bogot.
Cardi
Coco, come on.
Yeah, I noticed. So how come she got that? So we'll talk about that later. She said something about Cardi B said something that with Nicki said something about her daughter and her being a mother and she not being a good mother and stuff like that. Well, that's quite personal.
But then if it gets like that, go and do it in a record, put it in a song.
Yeah.
Put it in a song. I don't think her, you know, she just, her actions, you know, just prove to people that would say, hey, Cardi B is ghetto and she's ratchet. You know, she just proved to them that's what she is. Yeah, I think even if you're offended or anything, or she got personal, like most people, a lot of rappers, some of them get personal on song and they'll call out maybe your family or something like that. So if you're paying you too much, do your own records. Because at the end of the day, I think she fooled herself.
Who? Cardi?
Cardi, yeah.
All right. Now, talking about fooling oneself, there's something that's big with feud, beef, hip-hop, and stuff like that. Sometimes it has a negative ripple effect on people's career.
Yeah.
Now, before all of this started, there was the Nicki Minaj is good, but Cardi B
is killing it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you understand?
Mm.
I've watched too many American movies. I'm big with conspiracy theories. This could all be one big charade. That's one. Because there's no proof.
It's possible.
There's no proof that Nicki... Actually, because it started, the one she said about her daughter or her being a mom, they said, from the source I got the information from, was that Cardi said Nicki commented or liked
someone
else's
comments
about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no proof that she actually said something about it. So when things start coming like this, me, I'm very, very skeptical. You understand, because everything is for sure.
But the thing is, why would Cardi want to fool herself like this?
The fight, yeah.
Yeah. And get, you know, like,
The Shiko.
Yeah.
you don't know who did this. Yeah. Maybe the person that did it wasn't part of the people that involved.
No, they said it was Nicki's bodyguard.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Her.
Well, anyway, moving on. But like I was saying, has bad effects on their careers. So. Yeah. Nicki had it with Lil Kim at first. Lil Kim started with the whole musical stuff. Nicki Minaj's wave Capsize, her boat.
Yeah.
Then there was the one with Nicki and the other rapper, the one in Terror Squad.
Yeah.
Rush.
No, no, it's not right.
I forgot her name. Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That came up with like 3 songs in 3 days for Nicki. Yet yeah. That had positive effect.
It did on her career, but yes. She messed it up later. I think with the last song.
With the last song, yeah. Right? Yeah, but the first two was real dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now, Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, going forward, what do you think this situation, professionally?
I don't know. I think...
Do you think her wave is strong enough to turn it to a positive?
For Cardi, I don't think it would affect her that much. Being that everybody already knows the kind of person she is
from the street,
yeah, we already perceived her to be that type of person. So
Nicki's from the street too.
Yeah, I know, but Nicki is more like she.
Oh, Nicki has seen, class, a bit seen of class. Yeah. So much money for.
Yeah,
quite
so
a long,
she won't. She won't want to, you know, get her hands dirty. But Cardi, at least she's still fresh. Her blood is still hot now. She's still
fresh from the street.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
So for Cardi, like, a lot of people are in that surprise that, you know, she did that. You know, it would have been surprising if Nicki had actually gotten into a fight and, you know, and got messy.
All right. I wish two of them big.
They are all right. Yeah,
yeah.
See,
they are
good. Chopping.
I like, yes, I like two of them. I like their songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the two of them.
And
so
you know Drake and Meek. They've settled.
Yeah, they settled.
Yeah.
Let's not even go into that. That's the story for another day. Yeah. So moving on, movies. Yeah. You were talking about TV shows, but I was about to talk about cinema movies now. Yeah. So there are a lot of movies that have come and gone through the cinema. Yeah, yeah. And recently, Deadpool, it's quite old. Mission Impossible, Equalizer.
Yeah, I haven't seen Equalizer yet. I've seen Mission Impossible. I've seen Deadpool. I've seen.
Okay, let's just talk about Deadpool real quick. What do you think? What do you think about Deadpool? I mean, I feel it's supposed to be a comical movie, but it didn't do it for me.
I think the Deadpool 1 actually, like, you know, surpassed it in terms of everything, because I enjoyed Deadpool 1. Deadpool 2 wasn't as bad, it wasn't that bad, but, you know, I'll take Deadpool 1 over Deadpool 2. But there are just a few moments in Deadpool 2 that's okay.
You were talking a lot about, you know, he kept going over and over talking. He could talk about other characters, in the Marvel universe and stuff like that, X-Men and the rest.
Yeah.
But in Deadpool 2, he actually gave a jab.
Shit, to DC.
To DC. Oh, you remember that line?
Yeah.
You caught it, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know. Personally, I didn't think it was a battle something you are really dark or something like that. Are you from the DC universe?
You know, some of these people sometimes they have plans, like they might be like they even want to buy, you know, get the rights of a particular character from DC. You know, they do that sometimes.
Yeah, it's possible.
So it's possible that, you know,
they've already done that.
Dropping hints.
Because I know those kind of things, a loss is not supposed to follow, because it was not a positive job at all. And yes, everybody knows that Marvel is doing it. There was a time DC was kicking ass.
Yeah, but Marvel is killing it in terms of movies. Like, their movies, they're killing it. I think but for maybe like TV shows and all that, like series, and then DC is doing better.
All right.
TV shows, yeah.
Well, before we go on and final set of questions, I want us to listen to one more song. Mac Mill, Heaven or Hell.
Yeah.
You know that jam?
Yeah.
Who did it feature?
Who's that again?
Jada Kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mac Mill, Heaven or Hell. Let's go.
Sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day, I live like somebody on their greatness, and so do you. Don't let your demons take you to hell.
introduce them to gangsta.
Some niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Some make it into heaven. Ooh, some make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC 3.
Nobody wanna care. The things we do just to make it through. Ooh, but nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die. Who is just trying to live our lives?
Yeah, yeah. Look, I got homies in the ground. Skeleton and bones, and niggas doing life, they ain't never coming home. They said I wouldn't make it, I'd never see the throne. And my baby mama hate me, cause she said I did her wrong. Cause I left to chase my dreams, get it any means. I said that I'd be back, she wasn't listening to me. That back and forth arguing was getting in between. I said, fuck them other niggas, I go get it with my team. If we all grind, we all shine, fuck a part time. I used to play the block early morning and dark time. Now it's G5 flights, fuck it, the part time. It was hard times, nigga, now it's all time. Just take a look at my life, rapping brought me back to life. Cause I was in them streets, my heart was cold as a pack of ice. Every night we strapping like we was in Iraq to fight. Cause niggas getting murdered for a block that do a stack of knife. Whoa, I gotta make it home to my son. On them papers with a firm hold on his gun. Before I snitch, they gotta burn a hole in my tongue. Give me 100 years and a hole on the sun. And boiling water, in the world of no order. In the hood of no loyalty, ain't a word for your daughter. Ain't a life for your brother, on the life of my mother. I'ma get the fan right, nigga, you damn right.
Some niggas go to college, some niggas go to jail. Some make it into heaven, ooh, some make it into hell.
A lot of shit, now I keep it moderate. Cause niggas know I've been iced out, hopping out of shit. Right now I'm praying for my son to get the scholarship. A nice university, one of these black colleges. Far as the hood go, I acknowledge it. But whoever ain't a snake's usually a follower.
Heard me.
Luckily, I could tell a difference. My man coming home, my other man getting sentenced. Soft niggas usually send the hate through the bitches. Jealous Instagram niggas hating on your pictures. We dream chasing, y'all niggas walking behind wishes. Without working for it, not often you find riches. Some niggas find coffins, others just find ditches. Just ask around about the militia, they malicious. D-block, finish that and cop more dope. Ha, I'm two-stroke, you four-stroke. If you got enough cigars, we can all smoke.
Light it.
Ain't nothing all good when you all broke.
Nothing.
So we can never be equal.
Never.
Never bite the hand that'll feed you.
Never.
Never fear man if he bleed too.
Never.
Some niggas need a headshot, some niggas need two. Play it sweet in these streets.
Shit. And they'll leave you.
Get smashed up by
the yeah, time. That was Heaven or Hell. Featuring Jada Kiss, Meek Mill. Yeah, I'm happy that dope. Meek Mill and Drake are back together. I hope they do a song real quick.
We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, because that song will have it will have views, streams, downloads, to have everything. Anyway, that's a story for another day. New movies that are out in the cinema. Since you like movies, I'm going to refer you and people out there to go out to watch The Nun.
I'm definitely seeing The Nun like this week.
Yes, Nun, Meg. Peppermint.
I've seen Meg. I want to see Peppermint.
Apart from the fact that the billboards are everywhere in Lekki, a lot of people. I have a friend that is a movie critic. So all he does is when as soon as the movie is coming out, he's there. Whenever it's premiering, he's there. You understand? So sometimes he comes with spoilers. But when I see that he has come back from cinema, I just give him a chance because I like my food served hot. So
that doesn't apply to me. If you like, tell me the story. I'll still go and watch a movie and enjoy it.
I won't. It's a personal thing.
It even make me, you know, notice things that on a normal day, if I'd watched it, like, you know, first time watching it, I wouldn't have noticed when I know the story.
You know, in the cinema where some people have time to run commentary, talk about the popcorn fell, and oh, my drink is getting, you understand, that kind of thing. I'm the kind of person that when I'm locked, it's like coming to the studio, you understand?
Full concentration.
Focus.
Yeah.
Full concentration. I say things when I come out of the cinema that people that went into the cinema with me didn't catch. I'll be like, because you're not listening now. You understand?
Yeah.
But because I believe American movies, I'm not big with reading. I'm not big with, I learn more from what I hear and watch. You understand?
Yeah.
And Hollywood movies, there's no smoke without fire. Okay.
There's a reason for everything that they do. Yeah,
ads that are embedded in the movies,
everything
that you don't even know about. There are some things that when they talk about it, if I get to watch it again, I just write it down and I have to Google it to know. Oh,
usually
there's this technology.
Something
that is actually out there, and I'll be like,
never
wow.
Just bland, like, yeah.
That's why I like watching Hollywood movies, and I keep.
You will learn a lot
from them.
True.
If Nollywood, I know they are doing very good now, but
they still have a
American
long way.
Yes, Americans act their culture for us.
We are trying to act their own culture.
That is the thing. But I feel we should do more research in our movies. I saw a Nigerian movie recently in the cinema. It wasn't planned. Normally, before I go and watch movie in the cinema, Nollywood movie in the cinema, the hype, a lot of people, as in crowd, go down watch them. They would have spotted for me over and over again before I go and watch, so that I'll be sure that I'll enjoy myself.
Yeah.
But when you go and watch this movie, you see things that is the day to day, as in there's nothing adding to you.
Doesn't even make sense. Like sometimes storylines, when I see some of them that I catch on, like African Magic and stuff, I'm like, what are they acting? What's all this one? Like, it's not even realistic.
Yeah.
You know, certain things, you know, the way relationships happen here in Nigeria, and you know, they are trying to sell, you know, like a culture that it's alien to us, and you know, and it's causing, you know, problem for us, because now people, girls, guys, they use all these things that they see as yardstick for, you know, the things that we do now, you know, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to, you know, even friendship and all that.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of all these things are like, they are being influenced from
what they see, what they watch.
Yeah.
So I think we should be able to use our movies.
Honestly, we have our own stories. Like, we have our own, like, myths. Stories that we can actually, you know,
there are some producers that are actually doing stuff but
they really need to do it like proper, like, you know, like you see all these guys, they're able to sell, you know, myth that we know about, like, you know, the Greek myth and Roman and all these things, and sell it, and they look so cool.
Yeah.
We have our own Shango and all these things that we can actually sell and make it look cool, and you know,
I don't know, if
they could be superheroes or something.
Yeah,
you know, it doesn't have to be action, but I'm just saying, like, you could, you know, we have something that we can sell. Yeah, we have stories, we have books, you know, by authors that we read in secondary school and primary school that's really good, like, you know, this
Leopard.
Bottle Leopard. We have the Wole Soyinka, The Gods Are Not to
The Gods Are Not to Blame. Yeah.
We have the Olaroti Means and the rest. And
they
were very good stories. We could.
Well,
you know,
I believe there is still time.
Yeah.
There is still time to make movies. I think it would be better when the industry has grown to, almost 85 to 90% perfection before they do those, so that they don't actually kill it for us.
Yeah, that's that thing.
Yes. I read an article. That's saying Disney, they are about to pick a character from Nigeria, a princess.
You know, they've
character.
Been referencing a lot of Nigerian, you know, people, character names in their movies lately. in Skyscraper, you see the head security guy to the billionaire guy was something Okeke.
Yes, yes, then, I remember, but I can't remember exact name.
Yes, it was something Okeke. Like, I know,
but that's generally Hollywood. I don't think Skyscraper is a Marvel movie anyway.
No, it's not. I'm just talking about, you know, like Hollywood in general.
Like,
yeah, this like a lot of new movies I've been watching. They've been,
and it's a good thing.
Yeah,
it's a good thing, but. What Disney is about to do with a Nigerian character or a Nigerian story, don't like this Princess Sophia, for example. My niece will kill you if you change the station when that is a hand, that kind of thing. If they pick something like that and they do it, will it be, are we going to get a ripple effect as regards merchandising and stuff like that? We're not going to go into details. I'm just saying it's a good thing, but we shouldn't wait for Hollywood
to come and sell our stuff.
Yes, to us. So, to us. You understand? Because there are a lot of the things that they are selling out there that it's already they come collect the raw material, process it, and they sell it back to us. How about we use our raw materials, process it?
We need.
See, the world is a global village now. All they have to do is partner.
Has it even taken me some back
movies,
to
some Hollywood movies? You see, like 5-6 companies coming together.
Yeah,
you understand. If we can join forces and actually produce movies that you will not just learn from, you actually enjoy. And it has roots, something you can, you understand, that kind of thing. It will be really, really good.
This even takes me to our the Shaku Shaku on NBA 2018.
Okay.
Yeah, they put it in there. Yeah. Shaku Shaku dance.
Yeah.
So when you score, you want to celebrate.
You do Shaku Shaku.
Shaku Shaku.
Yeah, that's
our stuff.
That's our stuff. Yeah. You understand? That's great. That was great news. That was great news. Coming soon, Venom, Marvel movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, I'll love to see.
Have you seen the trailer?
I saw the trailer on
Wednesday. Yes, those teeth, really. I'm a sucker for horror movies. So I'm going to definitely see that one. But it's not yet out. So
when is it going to be out?
I think this month, later this month, towards the end of this month, but I'm not sure the date. Yeah, that's for that. And still, the biggest movies that have left cinemas on my show is Skyscraper and Rampage. Two movies.
I didn't really feel 2D, Rampage like that.
Did you watch it in IMAX?
No, I watched it in my room.
That's
but then it was still the whole, you know, normal thing that you would expect from The Rock, from Dwayne Johnson. You know, I think these days, like, I'm starting to get tired of the whole.
You are tired already.
Yeah, of the whole Rock.
Yeah, I want to vote.
Yeah,
for
he's
him
doing. He's doing the same thing. Like, you know, he's, you know,
He's built, and you know there are features these producers use to.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I think his body characteristics.
Yes.
Is restricting. Is going to put him in a box. He's already putting him in a box, because when you see him, you only see him as the action figure. Like, you can't really do, it's not like, so for example, like a Will Smith will act as an action figure.
Dwayne Johnson is actually doing that, unless you've not watched a lot of his movies.
Been doing, like,
it's not lately. All action. It's not all action. Seriously, have you seen Ballers? It's a TV show.
I've seen Ballers. That's a TV show. I've seen Ballers. That's different.
Okay, we're talking about movies. Okay,
all the movies he has done, it's always action. He has to fight and save the world.
The
and
one that he was a what is it called? By Baywatch. Did you watch?
But it's still the same. He was still like the macho guy now.
He's
still
macho now.
I know now. That's what I'm saying. Like, looking at him, like, you already know that he's going to beat someone up and
that kind of thing.
Yeah, you already know Jumanji. What to expect. Jumanji is still the same thing.
The macho guy.
Yeah.
So he should not take macho roles anymore.
I'm not saying he should not take, but I'm just saying they can find a way to, you know, make this guy, you know, give him something different, something new. I don't know. The thing is, he would have to lose some weight. He would have to lose some, you know, of all those.
Believe me, he's making a lot of money from that.
I know. So I'm not saying. See, Dwayne is like, he's the highest paid actor right now.
I've not verified that, but I
he's
think
about the
he
highest paid
be
actor right now.
He I is think he should be. Oh, yeah. Okay. Because he's almost on. Every year he has like 4-5 blockbusters.
He's cashing
four,
out
five,
like,
four,
I think
five.
It's him. Who was the other guy again? I think I can't remember.
Robert Downey Jr. Iron Man.
As regards finances. I can't remember.
Robert Downey is paid heavily.
No, I know he's paid heavily. I'm talking about the top three. I know Dwayne is one or two.
All right, right now. All right. Well, it's all good. It's good for Dwayne. It's good for The Rock. I think it's high time if you go and buy WWE. He has earned the right to do that. Yeah. Do you know what it means to leave and be successful?
He did well for himself.
John Cena tried it, but we all know where he ended up. Well, it's all good. It was nice having you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And you vibe to school. Nice one. Just let people know how to reach out to you on social media.
My Instagram is Andre Vibes. That's AndreVibez. One word, Andre Vibes. My Twitter it's @its_AndreVibes.
Alright.
And Facebook Andre Vibes.
Alright.
And reach Andre me. Vibes. Follow, nice. Hit me up. You know, if you have any job for me, I'm your man.
Ladies, slide into the DM. There's a Mrs.
No, sorry. I'm still. Are they fine though? I don't lie.
Okay, so why not? Why not?
There are plenty, my brother.
Already inside the DM. The DM where, don't fool.
Where the DM? Then they rush.
then they rush. Well, it's nice. Well, it's still your boy, Slim Zimonera, aka The Young Hustle. It was still in the Rap 360 show. It was nice. Coming back next week. Know how to reach out to me. I am Slim ZWL on all social media platforms. Right? Peace out.
What's that sound? It's ROG.
Duh.